Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to
1990s Problems.
This is the second part in our Christmas 1990s toys thing.
Christmas special. It's a Christmas special. It's a Christmas special. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas Day. Happy Christmas Day.
Hope you got all you wanted for and less.
I hope you spent time with young people who enjoy it more than you do.
I hope you spent time alone.
I hope you pretended to be the lead singer of Creed.
Oh no, don't pretend to do that. Scott Stapp might have taken a turn for the worse by this point in time.
Christmas is not a good time for him right now.
No, he's alone. He's addicted to painkillers and other stuff, and he's losing his mind.
Do you think he'll be playing the ultimate game, Cards Against Humanity?
I don't know, but we're going to play it right now.
We have a special version of it.
The 1990s special. Problems special.
Synchronicity.
Which was actually an album that came out in the 80s by The Police, but it was fine.
Okay, go, shoot.
Up next on Nickelodeon, Clarissa explains
sucking the president's dick. So if you don't know Cards Against Humanity, there are...
It's family-friendly.
Series of very rude cards. Ooh. Someone sets up the premise and the other person... It's a game you can buy.
Loads of them. We would be sponsored by Cards Against Humanity if we...
If they wanted to.
Listen up.
Do you want to give us a setup and I'll give you an answer?
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm...
lacking big butts and not being able to lie about it.
That's the kind of fun games you can play around the tree, around the fire this Christmas with Cards Against Humanity.
We're sponsored, but not really.
Cards Against Humanity, because when people get sponsored by Cards Against Humanity, they say, this episode has been sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They've asked us not to read anything. Well, we just play the game.
Good for them.
Congratulations. Merry Christmas! What are you doing for Christmas, Ali?
Going to Bedford.
Sure. Are you saying Bedfordshire? Like you're in...
Not Bedford Falls, Bedford.
Bridget Jones, when they say that, oh, I'm off to Bedfordshire.
No?
No.
Bedford Falls is the name of the town and It's a Wonderful Life. I'm not going there either.
But we talked about It's a Wonderful Life last episode.
I go to the actual Bedford to my aunt.
Happy Christmas, Auntie. Auntie Plum.
Auntie Sue.
Is she a plum?
No. Okay. No, she's from that family, but she is a lady, so she doesn't have that name anymore.
I see.
Once upon a time, she was Sue Plum. She is no longer.
Sue Plum.
Hello, Sue. We're talking about...
This is Sue.
We're talking about more
toys. We're just going to keep going, I think.
That really just made us happy.
Just because we were like, basically, we're going to come back with a bang. We're going to probably do... We're going to do Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bloody Bell. You're probably thinking already, why haven't they done Saved by the Bell?
Why haven't they done it?
Because we need to watch so many episodes
because
of the Christmas
period. Because it is... amazing.
And it's huge.
And there's already a really good... Oh, my goodness.
You just dropped your iPad.
You dropped your Filofax.
Always happens.
We want to do Saved by the Bell properly because there's already an excellent podcast called Go Bayside, which if you guys are over the Christmas period and want to check it out, subscribe to it. It's really funny. April Richardson is an amazing comedian. If you all listen to it, let her know that you came from 1990s Problems and said, Ross says you guys... thinks you're awesome because we do. She's cool.
Yeah, she watches every single episode and gives.
She watches an episode, but we're going to watch seven episodes and then give a shallow analysis.
That's exactly correct. No, we're going to watch the best ones and we're going to do a decent effort of it because you may have got the impression that we're just farting about, which we're so not.
We're not. How dare you? Have you? You just farted there with your mouth.
Yep.
You're doing some Foley work.
Yep.
What's that noise?
I think it sounds like a light. Buzzy light.
That's
but anyway,
interesting, isn't it?
We're fine.
Well, I apologize if you can hear that at home. You probably can't. You're probably not even listening to this. But we're going to just keep going, I think. We just finished up there. We were talking about Filofaxes for about six hours.
You love that.
Still turning the pages on that. But I think I had a few more.
Yeah, you hit me with some. I've been hitting you with my best stuff.
Things, just like some, like Christmas time. Obviously, I had the Rally Max bicycle. The Max 10. Do you ever have a Max 10? 10 gears. Do you remember when you were a kid, gears on a bike meant a lot?
God, they meant a lot. How many has yours got? 3?
I had 10.
Now, bizarrely, the fewer the better.
Absolutely. Single speed, you want that.
You want single speed. Not fixie, because that's bad for your
knees. That's hard as well.
Single speed.
Bad for your knees, a fixie.
Fixie, because you're constantly braking with your leg, not with your hands.
You don't want to break your legs.
So you're pushing both forward and back on your knees.
Interesting.
So couriers who use it have been told to, please, if you're going to do single gear, do just single gear, not fixie. Well, that's the end of the brief bicycle portion.
Bicycle guest.
This
1990s fixies.
No, but honestly, it was all about gears, and then on top of that, gears that you can change from a little thing on
did
your
you,
handle.
Did you have the twisty gears?
Oh, the shift gear.
That's what I had.
The shift gear was cool.
I had that.
And it would click my really satisfyingly. Bike, yeah. It would go...
But don't do that stationary.
Wouldn't work.
Wouldn't work. And then when you try and push off, your bike's going to go...
And then you'd flip over it.
Yeah, every time.
I genuinely, on a shift gear bike, I was driving, I was riding up a hill.
You called it driving when you were on a bike.
A slight incline, because I was going so fast, it was basically driving. A slight incline, and then I tried to change gears, and I wasn't going at enough of the speed.
A slower pace.
At a slow pace, as I was going up this hill.
Sure.
And I just totally arse over tit, gravel
nightmare.
In forehead nightmare.
My goodness.
It was an abiding memory of my youth. But anyway, yeah. What's your special one called? The Rally...
I had a Rally Max 10.
I want to look this up. Rally
Max
10.
It's a green bike. Just Google green bike, see if that appears.
I doubt it.
One of my favourite things to do is just get people to Google stuff a bit inappropriately. It's not very funny for anyone apart from myself.
Rally Max 10.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, I've got it.
Yeah,
I've got
there
it.
It is. I had that in the green. Oh, yes.
Max 10 speed, 24-inch bike.
I say it's on sale on eBay. How much is it going for on Gumtree? I had that bike. That's my bike, that.
What if it were actually your bike? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Got my initials.
Put it this way, free to a good home, but a donation to the Red Cross appeal would be nice. Your favourite bike. Here's another one. 1997-ish Rally Max.
There is.
Well, good for you.
It's a good bike. What kind of bike do you have?
I had a Rally 2, but it was much more old-fashioned kind of...
Rally 2?
No, not like that. It was a
Rally Poor.
Comma 2.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just like any old bike. I had a real, real trouble getting off my stabilisers.
Did you?
I went round and round and round
Rally,
the garden.
Every time we talk, you give me a little bit... It just saddens me.
Oh, I was a... I mean, you think I'm bad now. I was awful then. I was a total crying little shitbag.
Like, I imagine you had like a head brace.
I had a mount, teeth braces, a head brace, eye braces, ear braces, nose braces. And you're not going to believe this, but a neck brace because people kept kicking me in
the fucking neck. God damn it. Get off your fucking stabilisers, Ali.
Get off your stabilisers and let me kick you in the
neck. You live in a
neck.
Very hilly area.
I did.
You grew up in that house?
I grew up on a hill. I actually just... Oh, here's a good one. Do you remember the radio flyer? The radio flyer wagon?
Yeah, the ones that... Oh, it was in American films.
Yes.
They were trying to, again, hawk rubbish stuff on it. Hey, mister, do you want to buy some cookies?
She wants my lemonade. It's actually urine. Hey, I've got this knockoff Pokemon.
No,
I've got these Game Boy cartridges that say Made in Japan at the back.
Well, they all are made in Japan.
Yeah, but these ones said Made in Japan.
And
Japan were the ones we went, this is a knockoff. Do you remember those Game Boy games
yeah,
which were
had like 300
64
games.
In one?
Yes.
801!
Great.
And they'd be the same 10 games.
I borrowed one once for an
repeated
evening.
Repeated over and over
but
and
I borrowed
over.
One. I had one once for an evening.
But they all had such amazing like alternate titles. It wouldn't be
like,
Mario. It would be Jumpy Man.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
would be Barrel Dodger.
It was the same game.
Yeah, exactly the same.
They just copied the cartridge, didn't they?
Radio Flyer was also a film.
You wanted to go on some tirade about the Radio Flyer, Riley. Go on.
Radio Flyer was actually a film in 1992 starring Elijah Wood. It was directed by Richard Donner.
Jesus.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Radio Flyer. It's still a company. It's still a going concern. But yeah, I didn't...
still a going concern.
I didn't get... I honestly got the most scrapes, scratches, cuts, bruises through
what,
Radio Flyer.
What, on your stabilisers?
No, not on the stabilisers. Oh. Whilst I was riding in the back of a Radio Flyer, curtling down a
hold
hill.
Hold on! For God's sake, hold on.
Yeah, I held on, and then the bloody thing crashed into a wall.
This is your brother you're talking about here. He was
yeah.
careless behind the wheel.
He kicked me down there.
Well, prick.
Kick me in the neck. Oh my god, they're getting really complicated now. There's one with the jetpack.
I mean, we're just like two old men now being amazed at the future.
Oh my word. My word. This one's a two-seater. It's got turbo function. Well, this is extraordinary. It's got three gears. And it floats.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's so happy he's yawning. Here's another one. It's got a padded back. Honestly, I hate to sound like in my day, but the idea of a radio flyer, essentially a metal compost-like tray with wheels, having a back seat is ridiculous. Anyway, look, I've gone on my little radio flyer rant.
Yeah, give it a red things.
Remember them.
Never forget.
Enjoy the memory. Now, here's Ross with the news.
Hello. Welcome to 1990s Problems. I wanted to talk about...
Sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about Mad Max.
Mad Max?
Do you know Mad Max?
I know the Australian post-apocalyptic films.
Forget everything you know about it.
Okay, imagine. But wait, I'm forgetting.
Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten yet? You look like you've forgotten now.
Yeah, I've forgotten now.
Good.
I'd forgotten what I've forgotten.
Mad Max. Imagine you have a vagina.
I just remembered it.
Yeah. Imagine it.
Yep.
Polly Pocket.
Oh.
You're probably like, oh, this doesn't apply to me because you're a girl, I love this. I love these things. These are all female things that apply to me because I'm a woman. I'm interested in all of this.
That's certainly how the 90s and advertising and toys worked.
Then imagine, we pan left. There's a boy. He's like, I have nothing to do. I don't know how this applies or what to do about it. Don't worry about it. Here's Mad Max. It's basically Polly Pocket. We put dragons on it.
What?
Do you not remember it? You're so silent.
No, I totally have no idea what you're talking about. Is it really called Mad Max?
Are you kidding me? Mad Max.
No, they were called Mighty Max.
Oh my god.
They weren't called Mad Max. That is genuine
Once
name of a post-apocalyptic Australian
Mighty
series of films.
Max. That's what I was telling you, Mighty Max.
Starring Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Mighty Max. Mighty a series Max. Of toys that were manufactured by Bluebird Toys, PLC in the UK in 1992. The toys were similar to the earlier Polly Pocket toy line.
Yeah. And he was just like constantly losing them.
Doom Zone's Horror Heads. Yeah, there were tiny people inside
small.
Like a...
You lost everything. If anyone... I don't believe anyone is
oh,
able to.
Oh, my sweet God, I just remembered them.
Great.
There was one in the shape of a snake, a brown snake, which actually looked like a turd.
Now, we talked about, like, HQs and, like, having the ultimate ones. Yeah. I had the, like... Because it was a cartoon as well, Mighty Max.
Was it?
Yeah. And I had the castle. The, like, dragon head.
Awesome.
And it was, like... serious
but
business.
To people who don't know what Polly Pocket is and what Mighty Max are, what is so you have this
it's like a tiny
it's like a plastic hand sized doodad, like a shell.
Yeah, doodad.
That would be in the shape of a snake or a skull or a I don't know, a ghost.
Yeah.
Then you popped a button on it, it would open up, inside would be a world, like a prison or a dungeon or a castle, but with inside that thing. And then there'd be little mini characters that would be snuck into little slots.
You just lose them. Basically, they just manufactured things for the sole purpose of, like, hopefully you won't have this for very long, because you're going to lose it.
Mm.
And you lost it, and you're done.
And Mighty Max was a character who wore a big M, red M, on a white T-shirt.
Yeah,
and had,
a moron, because you were like,
Mighty Moron,
I've lost you again.
And it had he had a red baseball cap, because everyone wore a baseball cap in the 90s.
Fred Durst was modelled on Mighty Max.
Is that so?
Yeah. He did it all for the Mighty Max.
Yeah, there's a blue one, the skull one.
Yeah, loads. I had the dragon, Dragon Island.
Did you have the shark one?
No, but that was another toy I remembered when we were doing this. So I was like trying to do 90s Christmases. Street Sharks.
Street Sharks? No.
I didn't ever get into Street Sharks, but my friends all did. I remember being like, sorry, I was so bored just even talking about it. Street Sharks were like these muscly sharks. Have you Googled it? Street Sharks?
No, I'm...
You're still looking at my
No, I thought we'd come back to it, but I can look up
Street
Sharks.
Look at Street Sharks. There's a cartoon as well. And basically four brothers that accidentally got... Actually, I'm looking at it now.
Oh my God, Street Sharks were the awesomest thing ever.
Henry Winkler. Do you remember it?
Yep. I don't remember it from starring Henry Winkler, but yeah, but it was essentially...
Henry Winkler was
there were four sharks of different colours, brown, light blue with purple stripes and dark blue, wearing cool cut-off trousers and roller skates.
Yeah, which is what cool people did wear.
And they used to battle Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because they're that kind of guys.
Yeah. Did they do a... They did a cross?
It looks like they did, yes.
Wow.
It reminds me a little bit of Biker Mice from Mars, actually.
Yeah, it's that era.
But it's funny how we're talking about toys, which kind of fits in well with our remit normally, which is obviously 99's TV shows. But these are TV shows that connected to a toy line that connected to a TV show.
Cross-branding. I just looked at the Street Sharks Wikipedia page. There's like, this article has multiple issues. One of them is, the article may require cleanup to meet Wikipedia's quality standards. The specific problem is, the page is a mess.
The page is a bloody
Somebody's
mess.
Somebody's been looking at Wikipedia and like, you know what, guys? The Street Sharks page.
There are three seasons
it's a mess.
Of Street Sharks. There are 40 episodes, 30 minutes apiece.
Well, let's not... Maybe we'll tease this then.
Yeah, maybe. Extreme Dinosaurs was the spin-off version, all by Mattel.
Good work, Mattel.
The first season was of three episodes, Shark Bait, Shark Bite, and Shark Storm. The name of the Street Sharks are Ripster, Jab, Streaks, and Slamu.
Slamu, like Shamu, but slamming shit. It's like, ugh, smack down.
The evil guy, the nemesis, was Dr. Pyranoid.
Oh.
Then also Dr. Paradigm.
I mean, I don't actually, you know what? Forget it, I don't want to do fucking episode.
Dr. Luther Paradigm, written by Martha Moram, released in 1994.
Wow, congratulations to Martha.
Action-adventure/science fiction.
What is Martha up to now?
Who know? Every episode would have the word shark somewhere in the episode title.
Good.
Here are some more examples. Shark and Roll. Shark of Steel.
Shark Attack.
This is a good one. Sir Shark-a-Lot. Shark to the Future. First Shark. Space Sharks. And who could forget? Cave Sharks.
I nearly forgot until you told me that.
Close Encounters of the Shark Kind.
That's not a real one, is it?
Yep, it is. Shark Hunt. Can't believe that got past the censors, am I right? Shark Jacked.
You fucking shark hunt.
New utter.
Shark Hunt.
28th episode of the third season of Shark.
Your mother thingy. Is an absolute shark hunt.
Okay, you're not going to believe it. You are not going to believe what the final episode is called.
Go
ever.
On.
Released... In May the 1st, 1995, Shark Bitch.
Shark Bitch?
No, Sharkopalypse Now. Sharkopalypse Now.
It's the end of the world. End of the sharks.
Sharkopalypse. That doesn't work.
Sharkopalypse. I mean,
Exactly. It's impossible to say.
Sharkopalypse
Say
now.
It with us at home, listeners. If you're gathered around Christmas tree.
You probably had one too many sherries.
Sharkopalypse.
Sharkopalypse.
Trojan Sharks.
They're a brand of condom.
Ribbed for your pleasure.
Teethy for her pleasure.
20,000 sharks under the sea.
Oh, my God. I mean, do one more. I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
To shark or not to shark?
You've made me do it now. Punch.
Zoom Ow.
In. There we go.
Hello.
There's a guy that tweeted us. He was like, hello. he just tweeted hello at us.
Hashtag lowercase. Hello.
No, hashtag just lowercase. This guy is called @LyricalLostBoy. He's just like, hello.
I'm getting in so much trouble with my girlfriend because one of my favorite things to do in the world off the back of this podcast is in the middle of a pause of any conversation, just go, hello.
It's a great character you created.
She hates it. She absolutely
Why?
Hates it. To you, darling, I say...
Hello.
Hello. Anyway, yeah, that's Street Sharks. I do remember them, but that was spinning off Mighty Max. And these little cases, which essentially are very Polly Pocket shaped, palm of your hand, flip-top
hands,
things.
Get them stuck.
The different shapes would be a giant spider bug, a giant shark, a big like lion, a gorilla.
Yep.
A big triceratops, a cyclops,
mastodon, pterodactyl,
all that shit. This is a genuine superb blast from the past. You've made me very
happy.
It's good,
happy. Isn't it? Mighty Max, I could call it Mad Max.
You've made me very happy. Skull Thanks, Mountain man. Was the name of one, the really big one.
Yeah.
There, I think they're, you know, I was about to say Ghostbusters, but I mean, their Tracy Island was Skull Mountain, trapped in Skull Mountain.
I had Dragon Island, which was like another big one.
Amazing. Amazing stuff.
Thank you.
What else have you got on your list?
I mean, so many things. I thought we'd just... I just remembered we didn't finish... In the previous episode, I said I teased the audience.
Yes.
I said we're going to do something about Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, yes. We talked a bit about it.
Yeah, we talked a bit about it, but I had a funny story about it. I was at nursery as a child when Crash Test Dummies were out, and I had some. Maybe not nursery, a bit older than that. But I had Crash Test Dummies. I took them to school, played with them.
Of course you did. That's what you do.
Yeah. And what I was doing was, like, playing with them near my face.
Oh, that's not good.
And
were they, you smashing them into your
face? I smashed them into my face. I was like, listen, my face is... I totally didn't have a test centre, did I?
No.
So I just used my face as a test centre.
Yeah.
Just pounding Crash Test Dummies into my face like
you,
that.
You refer Wallop. To your... I think it's, of course, I refer to my neck as the...
Yeah. The neck centre. But I my whole fuzzle, nozzle. So anyway, testing the dummies, crashing them into my face. Next thing you know, head ejects.
Your head ejected?
My head ejected.
Wow, these toys are powerful.
Great toys. Head ejected from the Crash Test Dummy, popped out.
Oh.
Straight into my nose.
No way.
Straight into my nose.
You were the kid with stuff up his nose.
I panicked. That sniffed right up there. Got it stuck right up there.
So that's why you look the way you do?
Yeah.
Have you taken it out?
No, it's still up there.
How long has
that's
it been?
That's why I always sound a bit bunged up.
Is this you just having a really extravagant way of explaining your coke habit?
Yeah. Crash Test Dummies. No, guys, it's like a 90s thing.
Oh, get a bit of CDT back
get
at mine.
Get a bing, get a CDT.
Get a little bit of bing, a bit of CDT.
Do you want to come do a few... See what your NPR... what was it? What was the testing guideline committee called?
This is just an aside in the construction of the joke.
NCAP. NCAP rating.
Do you want to get an MOT?
Yeah, NCAP rating. What's your NCAP... Yeah, anyway. I mean, like, if I... Yeah.
Amazingly, the Crash Test Dummies...
Crash Test Dummies stuck on my nose.
They also had
a... And I panicked, had to tweeze it out of my nose.
Crash Test Baby.
They didn't have Crash Test tweezers because they could have done with them when they tried to
crash
get it out of my
Test
nose.
Baby went into a Crash Test Dummies pram, which you had in the back of a car. So you could make a
it's
baby...
It's quite morbid, really, isn't it?
Is it? Yes, it is.
Hey, let's see what happens when we just plough into the wall. Hey. I mean, I don't feel like you need to manufacture... But the whole thing was like, remember to wear a seatbelt.
They
like,
kept saying, remember to wear a seatbelt, because obviously the lawyers were like, you've got to cover your backs.
Yeah. Can't be like chests. Having kids being like, hey, mum, just keep driving drunk and find out what happens when you just plough the mini metro into the wall.
At no point did anybody say, take your mum's Fiat Panda and drive into the nearest cliff.
Hey, you sounded like Buchanan then. Okay, now
why
what
don't you...
Do?
Try it at home.
Try it at home. Get a bit of poster paint and
paint it over your mother's eyes. Kick her in the neck and watch her drive it through the nearest
watch
object.
Just get some PVA glue and just smother that all over the brake pedal. Now, just do that before you go on a big journey to your nan's.
If you don't have any PVA glue, all
super
I suggest
will
is
do.
Take a little pair of safety scissors. And clip the brake line.
Don't worry. We'll show you in the next episode how to make some papier-mâché handbrake cables.
Here's how you siphon the oil out of a brake oil container.
Here's how to disconnect the heating in cold... It's a cold morning in Battersea and... You probably want to defrost the window, but don't worry about it.
Don't pre-frost the window. Don't have a big enough microwave.
Yeah, don't have a big...
Here's how you use your teeth to let the air out of a tyre. Why don't you try it at
the
home?
The hair's just bouncing around.
That's why the Art Attack head kept...
He's got no body because it was dismembered in a Buchanan car crash.
Wow, he was a sick puppy. Mm. Please do let us interview you, Neil. We're a really genuinely big fan. And Neil, if we could get united by
we'll
the Queen,
you,
we would.
We'll get you an Uber here. You don't have to worry about a car. We won't disconnect any brake pedals.
Don't worry, babes. We're going to Uber you.
Don't worry, babes.
We're going to Uber
we'll
you.
We'll Uber Buchanan. We've got money.
Another good band name, Will Uber Buchanan.
Will Uber Buchanan. That's just my blog.
Uber Buchanan.
That's actually that's our Uber code sharing. When you get home on New Year's Eve, sign up to Uber, type in the Uber code, Will Uber Buchanan. You'll get PVA glue sent to your house.
Which is of no use to anyone.
We'll get some poster paints and you can finger paint on the way home.
By the way, we'll also lend you two halves of a potato. What I should point out,
please
is,
point,
is that today's podcast is sponsored by Uber, and also a stick of fudge.
You've
chocolate.
Had fudge. I've had. I'm drinking water.
What special kind of water?
Smart water.
Clever. That makes sense.
I like buying expensive water. This isn't expensive, but I like buying silly branded water.
You like coconut water. How did you get the crash
like
test
water.
Head out of your nose?
It got tweezed out.
It got tweezed.
Yeah.
And you're alive
they
today.
They ejected it. They ejected it from my nose.
Were you on an episode of House?
No, that was because of lupus. I had lupus.
You had lupus. You were the one guy.
I was that guy. Nightmare.
Yeah.
Let's do some shout-outs real quick. Tom Luxton, sorry for saying Quiet Riot when I definitely meant Motley Crue. Just kidding. I meant Twisted Sister. Wesley, she was like, I'd love for you guys to do a general one. Like 90s phenoms, pogs, Pokemon. Well, guess what, Wesley? Merry fucking Christmas.
Wesley, I do a lot of things in my life just for you. This is one of them.
They've got a great... Their avatar is like of the Spice Girls. That's cool. But yeah, there we go. We talked about Pokemon at length. You've realised that I'm a pathetic human being that still plays it. So.
And we also know...
We didn't talk about pogs. You had pogs.
Jesus Christ, I had pogs. But I was actually more into Tazos.
Jesus Christ, I had
oh,
pogs.
Oh, God, I was into pogs. Don't get me started on fucking pogs.
Get me into pogs, man.
What I love about pogs is the way they started. And by the way, pogs were the direct grandfather or father of Tazos. Like, Tazos are a total ripoff.
I think they are. Again, we talked about evolution before with revolving Pokemon and stuff. Pogs evolved into Tazos.
Pogs were originally a Hawaiian thing, and they came from a
I can't tell
special
if you're
kind of juice drink that had these milk bottle caps at the
oh,
top.
Oh, this is a real thing.
And then.
I thought you were bullshitting me.
No way. I can, if you'd like to.
No, please don't.
I mean,
tell
to
me
be fair,
is,
does that sound
truth.
More of bullshit than the Street Sharks?
It was like very bad artwork
idea.
As well, wasn't it?
It was based around this character called Pogman, who essentially looked like a caveman, but he was just legs and arms and a big hairy face. But yeah, I, looking back on it, was like, wow, this is some tasteless junk.
Because
I mean, don't get me
artwork,
wrong, Tazo's Looney Tunes was just a
on the
commercial
pogs
tie-in.
Was pants, it was just awful.
Although I did like the shiny ones.
Yeah.
I quite liked...
Yeah, it was just like that little guy, like little Tasmanian
Pogman,
devil.
He's
called Pogman, obviously.
So if you switch...
The WPF, the World Pog Federation.
Switch left and right. It was often Pogman doing different things. But the early incarnations were just like
just,
skulls.
They were just
and,
everywhere, though, weren't they?
But they were cardboard discs, basically. They got harder later.
Some monster.
And they were part of the kind of button badge creative
phase
of
these?
The 90s. No, I got rid of all of these. But they were all kind of semi-cool, a little bit rad stuff. They'd come in these pog fathers, which were plastic tube cylinders, and you kept them all
milk
there.
Milk cap maker, here you go. I had this.
Yeah, you could make your own pog.
Yeah,
you like just... milk caps. But then you put these milk caps up in a stack. Yeah, I had this milk cap maker. It was like a printing press that you slotted things in and slammed it down.
Yeah.
And you put your own prints or whatever. But it was kind of stupid because the aim of the game, unlike Tazos, which I can frankly say was just trading. It was gambling. I used to flip them on my
thumb.
So you'd go heads or tails. And I thought I knew what I was good at when I knew about flicking, a pog.
Yeah.
Or a Tazo. So
I
would
just had to
I would
dash them at him.
Yeah, but that was the original pog thing, is that you took a slammer, you had your pile of milk things.
Yeah.
Your milk caps, and then you slammed your slammer into them, which were a harder, often shinier disc. And there were rules about if they fell out of the circle or if a certain went this way or that way.
When that happened.
You'd win. It was all about, you know, house rules in it. But pogs were just genuinely, I like the Pogman imprint, like Pogman doing different things. But a lot of it was just like, you know, skulls and eight balls and bones and stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, like the art department of Pogs were like, guys, we need some more Pog ideas. They're like, well, here's clip art.
Just go nuts.
Just go nuts. Hey, what do you want? You want a guy doing a thumbs up? Yeah, no problem.
And there were just piles and piles and piles of them.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
One's on Venice Beach. And I remember imbuing such an important level of pride in them.
Yeah.
Because there was one where he was roller skating on his hands. You know, like, that was really important for some reason. Then there'd be a Sega tie-in and Sonic would have a Pog. I promise you, there were Pogs where the Pogman would be flossing his teeth. They were just running out of things there's for like, Pogman to do.
Give him a, he's going to go get an MRI.
Yeah.
Pog MRI.
What other things could Pogman do? Defrost his freezer.
Renew his tax return.
That's a good one.
Probably go renew his passport.
Ask politely to his doctor about what an anal fissure is.
What's that?
Exactly.
Slammer!
He Pogman honestly did everything.
Were you good at it, though? I don't know anybody that was good at it. You sounds like you were quite into it.
I wasn't ever good at it. I just liked collecting them. But there was something about being young and collecting them. About collecting anything that was just so important. Apparently, of course, and this is a great little tie-in, there were Pokemon Pogs.
Yeah, I've seen them, so I'm going to do a quick Google image search there. There's some Donkey Kong ones as well.
And, of course, what's so nice about the Pokemon Pogs, all the Pogs were circles, obviously, but on the back you'd have the Pokeball, the red and white with a circle, and then you'd have the characters on the front.
But yeah, I remember having Pogs, but I don't remember anybody that really played it.
It wasn't... The game itself was lame. It was just circular cards.
What created that craze? What were people fascinated about? Because there weren't any ones that were particularly collectible, as far as I was aware, were they?
Yeah, they were shiny. The shiny ones. Shiny, it was always shiny.
People were just attracted to shiny stuff.
That well, it's that whole timeless. Like, it was that whole football sticker thing. Got, need.
That was in the summer. I was collecting the FIFA World Cup stickers.
It's all the same old shit year by year. But I think it's interesting that yo-yos... Mm. Are the fads that are in every generation. I think every four
kind
or
of
five years.
What kind of yo-yo do you have?
Yo-yos become the big thing.
What one did you have?
The one I really wanted was the Bumblebee, which was really classy. It was black and yellow, as you might guess, with Bumblebees. So it was a yellow trim.
It had a sting in its tail.
And it had like a black thing. So when it span, it went to sleep really well.
Yeah,
the professionals used it.
Oh, look at that.
And
yeah.
I didn't want the ones that artificially made them go to sleep. And if you don't know what going to sleep means,
that means you choke them out until they fall asleep.
It means that you wrap your leg around them.
Yeah,
and then
you've got up there.
And then you kind of squeeze it like a
just squeeze
nutcracker.
Like Natalia in Goldeneye.
Yeah, exactly. A lot like that. But yeah, it was
Here's Bumblebee.
One side yellow, one side black.
Like a bumblebee.
They were beautiful things.
They're
I love them.
They're dying of some sort of weird virus.
It's sad, really. But yeah, I also had one, which
you
was again.
It's only a tenner, mate. I'll buy you one.
But it's
let me buy
one
for you.
But it's from the market. Like we used to get from the market.
Yo-yo shop versions, but go to UK.
And you'd have ones which were really heavy plastic casings that, when you slammed them down to the floor and they went to sleep, the one I remember having glowed with its lights, inbuilt lights, green.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
And it rattled, and it was old, so it went.
Yeah, because sometimes people would just dash them to go to sleep.
And then they hit the gravel, hit the floor.
Yeah, what are you doing? Get off that.
Yeah.
Don't break it.
I bet there was a Pog of Pogman throwing a yo-yo to the floor.
I had one that had ball bearings in it. It was like... I got it from Toys R Us, actually.
Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Did Jeffrey get it for you?
Yeah, Jeffrey gave it to me. He's like, listen, mate, if you get into a fight with another giraffe, just sling this around the neck, put him to sleep, straight to sleep.
Yeah, I had this one, a light up yo-yo.
What was the name of the brand? I can't remember.
Of the light up yo-yos?
Yeah, who made them?
I will investigate.
Yo-yo with ball bearings.
I don't think it's as simple as that.
If you had let us know what yo-yos you had.
But the only tricks anybody
next
could ever
year,
do
Ali,
were walking the dog, and sometimes someone could do the
if
cradle.
If anybody still listens to this next year, I want to do a live show.
Did you know?
I think we should do stuff like we can have a yo-yo off. See who can do the sickest trick. Could you do Split in the Atom? I had the book.
What was Split the Atom? Tell me what the actual premise of that was.
It was the guy, there's a yo-yo book. There's a famous yo-yo book. And he was like, there's this guy that was... He was called I think he was called like Johan.
Johan?
Do you not remember it? Let's see if I can find it. Richie. No, not Richie. But it was like that. Splitting the Atom and Other Yo-Yo Stuff. Do you never have this book?
No, that's totally new to me. It's blue back cover with yellow
blue,
words.
Blue, yellow. It's got a guy with like dreadlocks in the front. Well, Splitting the Atom was dead hard. It was like you had to be able to sleep for the whole time. You had to be able to like do flips, all sorts of shit. And it was dead hard. Around the World? Remember Around the World?
Around the World, I did
put
loads.
It to sleep.
Spin it.
Swing it.
But then could you do it once? Could you do it twice? That's probably okay. But then it would smack back into your hand like a fucking bastard, as I said at the time.
I always had done the playground.
Fucking bastard. Did you ever have a G-Shock watch?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with yo-yos? You're just on a tangent.
No, I'm just thinking of that era. You want a watch that wouldn't break if the yo-yo came back on
it. I used to have...
It.
I'll tell you something.
Will you tell me something?
An Adidas tracksuit. Remember tracksuits?
Do I remember tracksuits?
I had a lime green tracksuit.
Wow.
Blue stripes. Adidas lime green with blue stripes. I had lime green trainers.
Did you have the Soul Tire?
Adidas ones. No, I didn't have Soul Tire on them. Lime green Adidas trainers, and I had a lime green Adidas sports watch.
Wow.
All in one. Just like a... it was just mental.
Lime green was your colour, was it?
I made a lot of bad choices in my life.
Like when you bought that Furby?
I hate Furbies. I didn't get that. Did you ever manage to... Do you have one?
No, there's no way I'd ever want one.
My brother had one. And I just didn't get it. It was supposed to, like, grow and stuff, wasn't it? It was, like, supposed to get...
It was a Tamagotchi, furry Tamagotchi with big ears that apparently became better. But it was just, like, when Tamagotchis were played out, they became a bigger thing.
But it was crazy. Like, you couldn't get one for love nor money.
But, yeah, this was an era when things would sell out. Do you remember the... oh, my God, these are huge. The micro metal scooters.
Yeah, I had one of them.
That was the one cool thing
I got that from Costco.
I remember my mum getting that, and that was like one of the seriously cool things she did for me.
But you were like, you were battered and bruised by this point. You've been knocked about on this.
Those things seriously hurt.
The
really hurt.
My brother absolutely fell off one year. We went down a hill, and he just like couldn't hit the brake on time because it had a very simple brake there. The micro scooter, didn't it?
Yeah.
I was actually in Smith's last week. Micro scooters are back, aren't they?
They are. They've got a resurgence.
But like people that there's like pro micro scooters that do tricks and stuff on them.
Whoa! So people like, that spin on like, their wheels and
like,
stuff.
Like do like yeah like ollies and like bunny hops and stuff on a micro scooter.
Bunny hops, yes.
On a micro scooter though. It's a bit like just learn to skateboard, mate. You know what I mean?
There's me with my slap bracelet.
Slap bracelet.
Wanging it onto my wrists.
Rolling down the hill.
Going, look, I'm cooler than you.
Not really.
You get such a big slap bracelet, you whack it around someone's neck.
Ooh.
Then you can choke them.
Ooh. Don't choke them.
Especially when they're driving, so you can get your mum to crash.
Oh, no. That seems a bit unfair.
But yeah, the slap bracelets were a very important part of my childhood, those two.
Well, you had them around the neck, you had them around...
The feet, penis.
Slap the penis.
That's what you call it. Silly putty, do you remember those eggs?
Silly putty. The alien eggs, people...
Yeah.
We're clutching at straws now. It seems like we're running out of ideas,
aren't
we?
No, not at all. I can talk about slap bracelets for at least another hour.
You've got a good solid 60 on the
slaps. I've got a really good series of skits on slap bracelets.
Slap skits.
Do you have... were there any more shout-outs you want to do?
I walked over your shout-outs. Big bad man Bobby Lasers just said, Challenge TV, which is a TV program, TV channel that just shows game shows.
Basically.
Do an original Funhouse.
They are showing Daft Funhouse.
Funhouse, whole lot of fun. Prizes to be won.
It's a real wacky place.
Do you know that one?
Blah, 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 blah.
Funhouse, man.
Funhouse,
I think the go-kart races for Funhouse are still going on.
Oh, really? They are endurance challenges.
Have I told that joke before?
They're rally
races.
On
this podcast.
Not that I remember. And I listen to this thing. And I'm in it. But of that era of like Furbies and things that you didn't get, because we've been talking about ones that we love.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember like other stuff I got at Christmas.
Did you ever get Beanie Babies?
No, and I know people that had them, and they're like the protectors. What the fuck were you thinking? What are you doing?
And they had to have a special label, yeah, and
the
you
label protector you couldn't damage.
But it was so annoying because
the label at one
you
point became
play with
more
them.
Like if you like. You want to play, you take the label off your Beanie Baby, you're like, are you out of your mind? Have you lost your mind?
But everyone kept saying that myth of, if you never play with it, it'll be worth loads in a million years.
It's like keeping the toy in the box, but you have to keep the label on the Beanie Baby. Beanie Babies are still a thing. I saw them out of a coffee shop the other day. I was like, what's going on?
What
are you doing?
There is you know the Mr. Bean toy, like his stuffed bear? Uh-huh. They're still making Mr. Bean stuffed bears, but the official Beanie Baby version.
Yeah.
They're for sale. There are also official Beanie Baby Moomins.
It's a shame, isn't it?
One thing I definitely wanted to talk about on this special podcast of podcasts.
Look, can see his game of Pokemon over there. It's a shame, isn't it?
It is a big shame. Kids these days. Adults these days. Were LA Gear shoes.
They're
important to me. But essentially, LA Gears were known for this. They did other things.
They have light-up shoes.
But they were light-up shoes.
I wasn't allowed light-up shoes.
Why wouldn't you allow them?
I don't know, it's tacky, isn't it?
It's tacky, says the guy in the shell suit and lime green Casio watch. Oh, it's so tacky.
I don't know, we didn't have them. I managed to get away with, I had like some hologram shoes 1 year. I didn't have
They weren't real shoes. They were just holograms.
No, they were shoes that had like a hologram on them. Of like a spaceship.
Ah.
Like Seeker.
Like shiny.
Do you remember Seeker trainers? Clarks did their sports range. It's called Seeker. I think Akabusi.
Do you remember getting your feet measured at Clarks with the green plastic?
Crush your feet until you can't feel them anymore.
Absolutely slam.
They just fucking leg dropped you.
Yeah, they
Hulk Hogan came down. His leg dropped you the fuck out of your feet.
He drop kicked you right up the head.
You're in tears. You choked out.
Yeah, you're on the floor crying. Your mum's got her foot on your neck.
You're on the neck. You're asleep. Can't feel anything anymore. You wake up, you're in green stirrups.
Those you're alone. Scared me. I did not like them.
It's warm because it's Clarks.
Clarks. I went to John Lewis. They were there too.
Sure, they got that built into the place.
It's everywhere. Clarks is everywhere.
It. Sure, don't worry about it.
And Clarks even now did the... even as a child, I didn't get why Clarks shoes had the word Clarks on the side.
So you know what brand you are.
Yeah, but they're shoes.
That doesn't make any sense.
But they're leather school shoes. You don't want them to say a name on them.
But you do. You don't. Well, if I had like Louboutin. If I had my Louboutin red heeled school shoes, I want people to know about it.
I think. Yeah, I suppose that's true. You
Clarks, are you wearing Rockports? Are you wearing your Scallywags? Had Rockports on, didn't they?
Your Green Flash.
Your Green Flash, sure. Your Kickers.
Kickers? You had Kickers?
I never had Kickers. I don't know what I had.
My mum was firmly of the opinion that if you had shoes, you'd grow out of them immediately. So what's the point?
What's the point?
You might as well go to Clarks. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
Until your big toe is bleeding,
You wear a comfortable shoe these days. I still wear shoes. Like, I wear Vans all the time. Bad for your feet, that.
Yeah, no, I wear comfortable shoes all the time. But anyway, like a boring old man. But what am I blathering on about? LA Gear were a really cool thing. And the thing is that kind of really made me sad at the time is you went, oh my God, this is awesome. As I walk, my feet light up and they'd flash.
Yeah.
Step, flash.
Prick.
Then someone said to me, you know, they run out. And
it's the battery.
And I was like, what?
Everything
and
dies someday.
They went, yeah, no, the battery runs out. And I was like, yeah, but I thought when you walked on them, it gave you energy.
Oh, you
shit.
Thought you were like renewable.
No, 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 they run out. And then they showed me old shoes that had run out and you have to buy new ones to get new ones, right? So what I started doing is only wearing those LA Gear shoes on special occasions. So I didn't fucking wear out
Couldn't
the flash.
Couldn't you just walk on your tiptoes?
I did that.
That's
too.
Why you walk very strangely now, isn't it?
Like Jeffrey.
You're trying to...
At Toys R Us.
You're trying to save your feet.
Jeffrey the giraffe.
Yeah, he's hooving. He's a hooved man. Giraffe
man.
And what you can't see in those Toys R Us episodes is that you can't see his little feet lighting up the floor.
Aww.
They couldn't afford fire exit lights in Toys R Us, so what they used to do is just have this giraffe at night in the warehouse walking around.
Yeah.
It's a weird... I've gone on a weird tangent, but fine, don't worry about
it. I love it.
Let's go for it. But I see you've brought up Bop-It. Bop-It's probably where we come to the end of the line, isn't it?
It's just so somber. Bop-It is probably where we come to the end of the line.
What I was going to say is, you were talking about LA Gear. I remember the kids that had high-tech trainers.
High-tech, yes. H-I-tech.
Yeah, what's high?
Whoa.
So high, the G&H have fallen off.
Mm.
But, yeah, I remember that being like, I didn't have high-tech. I had Reebok. I had Adidas.
Oh, I liked Reebok.
When you got trainers on for the first time, you think you run really fast. I don't think that happens anymore.
Or running fast.
No, you know when you used to wear trainers and you just think you could run dead fast?
Because of the shoes, yeah.
doesn't happen anymore, I don't think. I reckon you ask a child that now, they'd be like, no, you just, I can run as fast as I can because that's how fast I am.
Well,
as a human.
Sensible. But I think everyone will think they go faster when they have red laser lights coming out their shoes.
So I reckon if you did a race with your mate, what's he called? The one that can run dead fast.
Chris Akabusi. Yeah. Linford Christie.
Present day.
Linford Christie.
That's it, Linford Christie. The one that does that.
Hitler. He just did a symbol where he put his hand into the air and then he put his other hand by his mouth. Mo Farah, yeah.
That's Mobot. What's that? What's he called? The Jamaican.
Yeah, I know what the answer is. I'm just messing with you.
He guessed
Richard Branson.
That's it,
Richard Branson.
Oh, fast internet.
Wow, that was amazing.
Is that a good accent?
Best Richard Branson I've ever heard.
Thank you.
He's in a rocket up to the space. He's brilliant.
He's blowing the fucking planes up. What's he worried about?
I mean, you can work this out. His
I
name,
can't. I'm
his
tired.
Name, his name is
You've
a lot like
record
who he is.
For about 6 hours.
I've not made you do a damn thing.
What's he got? I can't think of it.
He's fast like lightning.
He's. Honestly,
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt. I couldn't have pulled that for £1,000. I couldn't have. I was gone.
Out
Usain
there.
Bolt.
He'd go so much faster than Ellie Gears.
I'd put Ellie Gear in there and bang, off we go.
Then he'd be fast.
Are you kidding me?
Woo! Next Olympics, he'd still have a chance. Could you explain to me Bop It?
Bop It
what
is a game that will drive you fucking insane.
What is the game?
Basically, this like piece of plastic shouts at you, tells you what to do. It's a lot like being an adult. You're going to phone...
What, like your boss?
Yeah. My boss made out of plastic.
Right. Is it Robot Jeffrey?
Yeah, look at Toys R Us. On the
there ship. Are millions of toys all under one roof.
It's called Toys R Us, Toys R Us. Bop It is like, you turn it on, it goes, bap it, twist it, pull it.
Right.
You just have to follow that. Just do that, just obey.
So what's it's Bop
like,
It?
It's all well. Bop It. What's Bop It? It's where you bop it, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's easy. What is Bop It?
What did you do? What did you say you felt like when you came in today? You were a bit...
I was in a fug.
You were a fug. Well, if you're fugged, Bop It.
So Bop It is dancing.
Bop It, basically, Bop It means like you touch a round pad. You like, Bop It.
You hit it?
Yeah, you hit it. I guess you would do it with your palm.
So it was a toy, and let me get this straight.
Just Bop It, don't
that
you?
Shouted different things. Pull me.
Pull it.
Push me.
It goes, pull it. Twist it. Bop It.
And those were the three things.
Well, you've got Bop It Extreme, you've got the other different versions, but yeah. Originally...
But surely it's just like Twister, but you're pulling a bit of plastic.
How do you know? You bop it, don't you? And you take turns. Or you could do a solo. A lot like in life.
Oh, don't come in, Mom, I'm just bopping it.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I'm pulling it, I'm twisting it.
I've bopped it.
I think I've broken my Bop It.
Oh, I'm in a fuggy. I'm in a fugged up.
I'm feeling a bit fugged. I'm doing my extreme Bop It.
Yeah.
The one thing you did say is don't bring your Bop It into the bath.
Don't Bop It in the bath. Are you kidding me?
It's unsanitary.
Don't Bop It. But yeah, so Bop It was hard work. There's Pocket Bop It.
Pocket Bop It, so you can Bop It on the go. Listen, on the bus.
Listen, in your private, in the bedroom.
Hashtag Bop It.
Hashtag Bop It.
Could you please let us know, listeners, if you've bopped it in a public place, dude, look, just we
take
want
a picture
know.
Of yourself bopping it. The...
From the waist up.
From the waist down.
Do you remember Bop lock-ons?
It. Excuse me?
Lock-on shooting games. It was like no. Laser Quest, but you could do it at home.
I think so, yeah. There's like...
You put like a visor over your face, over your face, over your forehead, and then you'd have like a laser, like sensor on your forehead. You had 9 lives.
I did that.
You had a blue gun and a blue visor, and then you used to shoot at each other with your mates, and then you'd buy a new gun.
You had a version of that. We'd... play a version with, I imagine you had a version that was people just chasing after you. You didn't have any lasers on, do you?
I didn't have any friends. It was just
alone.
Yeah,
you were in the corner hiding playing Bop It, and then they could just, like, I can just hear this like pre-recorded voice like Bop It, it's you in the corner cowering. Next thing you know, it's surrounded by these kids just pounding you to death.
Are you the guy who killed his family by forcing his mum to drive into a wall?
Did you PVA glue the brakes on your mum's mini metro? So she just careered into the river.
It was actually a Volkswagen.
Well, sure. Of course
but
it was.
But like it was a purple Volkswagen which only had two front doors and a boot. And
what we call a hatchback. A three-door car.
Three-door car, that's it. I don't know what cars are.
They are, in the 90s, they were four wheels.
Knew them as Fiat Pandas, Vauxhall Purple Jobs.
I feel like we've got the kind of listeners that if you went two doors in a car, they'd be like, he means a hatchback. like me. Like that. He means a hatchback. That's what I just did.
Oh, you're bopping it in that, are you?
You couldn't fucking bop your life. Doesn't mean anything.
You couldn't do an extreme bop it in that. You could only do a pop it bop it in that.
Twist this. Just tears off.
I would love Lewis Hamilton at the beginning of the next F1, you know, the new season. Just goes, hey, bop it! That's how he speaks.
But with like less personality, because he hasn't got one.
Bop it!
Bop it, please!
I've got a cute dog! That's my personality! Bop it!
Come on, bop it!
What's the name of his dog? Roscoe.
Great.
Sports, and I'm going to emphasise the next word. Personality.
Of the year.
Of the year.
I think, I mean,
no,
like,
one in sports.
I think even he's aware of that, so that's a great thing.
I think his dog's aware of that.
His dog probably doesn't mind, does he? Got a nice chain. Probably a lot of dollars.
Yeah, he wears... The dog wears the chain very low around the chest.
Makes me annoyed, doesn't it?
It's very out of season.
It's been a bit of a rambling episode, this, hasn't it?
Oh, as opposed to the other episodes.
I mean, the two episodes. But look, it's Christmas time. We just wanted to do something fun. If you don't download them, fine. Don't worry about it. You won't even have heard me say this. If you got this far...
You love us. And you're reading a Goosebumps. You're reading a Goosebumps right now.
R.L. Stein.
Or you're reading A Horrible Histories, which was a big
choose
part
of Choose Your Own Goosebumps, though. That's good.
Choose Your Own.
Have you never heard that?
No, it sounds great, amazing.
Because it's like, it'd be like, you're at a thingy. It's like role play. You could be like, you're at this bit, and you could turn to page 17 to go this way, or page 23.
I knew Choose Your Own Adventures, I just didn't know
it's
the Goosebumps,
great. Goosebumps, yeah. But yeah, I think we should probably wrap it up now, should we?
I'm getting that feeling from you, mate.
What's the timer feeling?
51.
Oh God, yeah.
Of the minutes.
51 minutes. It's Christmas Day has come out. If anyone's listened to this.
Christmas Day's just come out.
Christmas Day's done. You've just finished up around the fireplace. Doctor Who's coming on next, but why not tune into the 1990s problem?
Before you ask your younger sibling what the hell is going on in Doctor Who and how the hell it works now...
I don't like Doctor Who.
I don't understand it. Let's finish off with another one of your Cards Against Humanity.
We'll do
do you want me to ask
humanity?
You questions,
yeah,
and then you give me the answers?
But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. This will be our 11th episode since we started this. The people tweeting us has been great. I love just having people talk to us and about stupid stuff and enjoying the fact that we're ridiculous people talking
rubbish. And obviously, if you're under any impression that we take any professional pride in this, it's difficult too because we're so dumb.
You don't understand what professional pride is.
Here's my setup for Cards Against Humanity.
Please go ahead.
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm...
Wearing Nicolas Cage's face.
I'm going to take your face off. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. We'll see you in 2015. 15 years after the 90s ended.
Have a witchy new year.
Have a witchy Christmas.
And stay bitchy.
There's a Christmas film that you guys need to check out. It came out in the noughties. I'm going to find it really quickly. It stars Slater... from Saved by the Bell.
You had me at It Stars.
And it stars Melissa Joan Hart.
The what?
Yeah. It's a Christmas film, I think. Or maybe it's not, but it's a film that stars both of them. And it looks incredible.
I do love films.
Here it is. It's called Holiday in Handcuffs.
Oh, yes, I've heard about this. This looks incredible.
It is on Netflix. It's in Netflix USA because I've got a funny special thing on the internet. But check it out. Holiday in Handcuffs. 6.4 on IMDb. It looks great. It's got both Melissa Joan Hart and Mario Lopez. And it can't not be good.
Was it one of those good-bad things where it's so bad it's good?
I imagine so. I can't imagine it's so good that
it's good.
It's won awards.
It's so good that the Oscars are absolutely shambolic for not noticing them.
This is it. But anyway, thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for listening. We love you.
Merry Christmas. Stay witchy, bitches.
Tell all your friends and keep using the hashtags. And
next year, we're going to come back. We're going to have a theme tune, I reckon.
I think we might. Because actually, let's call it. This is the final episode of the first season.
You want to say it? This is episode 11. It's a funny episode.
Episode 11. of the first season.
Season's done.
The second season's coming up in the new year. Season we're going to be professional. We're going to plan. We're going to prep.
Guess what?
You will look back on these episodes and go, like, do you remember when they were thinking? Seriously
remember
ramshackle?
Remember when they just talked about rubbish?
Now they're only slightly ramshackle. Now, genuinely, we're going to really make it pro.
We'll see you at the live show next year.
We're going to be on desks, wearing suits.
I'm not going to wear a suit.
I'll be bopping it.
You're going to bop it? We'll bring in Bop It. We'll play it live.
Great stuff.
We're going to get some guests in. Big guests are lined up for next year.
The Pope.
Melissa Joan Hart. She's coming on.
Chris Agabusi.
Chris. What's the other one?
Chin Slater.
Yep. Chin. No, not Chris Chin Slater. Just Chin Slater.
Rude Hullet.
Alan Pardew. Newcastle manager. He's coming on. Everyone's going to be there. You'll be there. We'll be there. And thanks for listening. And have a happy new year. Happy Hanukkah. Other holidays are available.
Have a goodbye.
Hello.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.